During last week's State of the Union address, the president said his proposals and policies were addressing the, quote, crushing costs of health care. Local health care advocates say that doesn't match what they're hearing from patients. WHYY's Nicole Leonard has more.
Lehigh Valley family physician Dr. Courtney Humphrey says some of her patients are paying hundreds more for their health insurance coverage since Congress let federal subsidies for Affordable Care Act marketplace plans expire this year. During a virtual press conference by advocacy organization Protect Our Care Pennsylvania, Humphrey explained that some of her patients are now avoiding health care appointments or rationing medication because of the expense.
I mean, people are just being forced with really hard decisions. Pick up their medicine or be able to keep the lights on or the heat on and their electricity bill paid. And I just expect it to get worse, to be honest.
New eligibility rules for the Medicaid insurance program for people with low incomes will take effect next year. State officials predict over 300,000 Pennsylvanians could lose coverage under the program as a result. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
Scammers keep changing with the times and using the newest computer tools to prey on their victims. United States Postal Inspector Eric Shen heads up the federal effort to stop scammers. He says the fraud business has been supercharged by artificial intelligence.
We are seeing that wider spread. It's not just targeting a certain geographic area. It's not just targeting certain groups of people. It is really targeting a lot more people, and they are trying to hit as many as they can.
Shen says you should even be skeptical of a suspicious-sounding phone call from a relative because fraudsters can fake a voice easily. He warns to be especially cautious about people trying to leverage an issue to get your date of birth, social security number, or ask you to send gift cards or crypto. Steely gray skies, 36 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Overnight, temperatures dropping down to about 30 degrees in the morning on Tuesday. A chance for some snow, perhaps even some wintry mix. Highs, though, on Tuesday in the mid-40s.